This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and welcome. Happy Tuesday. Happy to be with you. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and I'll be with you all week this week on The Fan Early Morning Show for The Average Joe. When The Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, The Average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale. Sponsor of The Fan Early Morning Show. It's good to be with you. A bunch of NFL news has gone down. Just some things in my mind. T. Higgins of the Bengals requesting a trade, and the Bengals also released Joe Mixon, so they're making some changes. I also saw somewhere randomly Austin Eckler, tailback of the formerly of the Los Angeles Chargers, going to the Washington Commanders. A lot of news going down from yesterday, a lot of NFL news going down, a lot of transactions happening with the legal tampering period underway. And remember, the first league year begins tomorrow at 4 o'clock. That's when Russell Wilson is expected to officially sign his deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, sometime around there, because then the Broncos will have officially released him, and then he can be apprehended by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that deal not official yet, which a lot of people were going at Doran on Twitter. Doran actually predicted correctly. He said, but his verbiage may have been technically incorrect. Doran said on Twitter, X, he said that Russell Wilson would sign with the Steelers by Monday. And while the reports out there said that they came to an agreement, the agreement right now is pretty much just it's just verbal. It's just word of mouth, because they cannot officially sign the contract until Russell Wilson gets released, and he can't officially be released until the start of the new league year, which is, again, tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So, I mean, Doran was right, though, to hear the reports in that technicality, but also on another technicality, it's like, well, technically he can't officially sign with the Steelers until he's eligible to be released on Wednesday. So, yeah, it's all right. But so much news going down, so many things happening. Andrew Filippone put out a post on X as well. I mean, a lot of rumors swirling, a lot of hypotheticals for the Steelers, involving the Steelers among the other NFL teams. And I was upset because I said this scenario in my head, and I didn't put it in a tangible form, but I was like, well, what if the Steelers traded Deontay Johnson to the Bengals? Or what if the Steelers were going to offer maybe Deontay Johnson and an extra pick, because you're going to assume that T. Higgins is better? Would anybody entertain that trade? And, well, I didn't say it, but I had it in my head, and then I saw Pony tweet it, and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm not the only one thinking about this. What if the Steelers could be interested in a guy like T. Higgins? I think you'd have more faith in him, especially if he wants a trade. I mean, the Steelers could give the Bengals a solid offer, because the Bengals are kind of handcuffed now if a guy's requesting a trade. This feels like that handcuffs the team from, you know, really doing what it wants with a certain player. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, I think the Steelers should entertain the idea that they could get T. Higgins, and I was just thinking that yesterday. I think if you've got Deontay Johnson, who I guess necessarily doesn't want to be here, sure, I mean, trade him. And again, you're assuming Johnson is the one that is, I guess, worse on paper. So you throw in a pick with him, and maybe you can get a guy like T. Higgins. It's going to be interesting, too, to see what Deontay Johnson wants to do, because I think we were all kind of assuming that, you know, Mark Abali was talking about these rumors last week and a little bit yesterday when he was on the Fan Morning Show, that Deontay Johnson may have wanted to get out of Pittsburgh, get a trade out of here. Probably not cut. They're probably going to trade him. They're not going to, you know, just collect the, or they're not, Steelers aren't going to pay that dead weight. They want him to play or, you know, get traded for another asset. They don't want to just pay him, you know, money for not being on the team. But anyway, so the rumors were really swirling because before the Russell Wilson news became legitimate, we have been left to assume that Johnson may not have wanted to play for the Steelers because Kenny Pickett was apparently supposed to be the quarterback. With Mitch Trubisky getting cut and with Mason Rudolph not tendering another deal, it looked like Kenny Pickett was lined up to be QB1. And Deontay Johnson, apparently there have been rumors that he has not liked playing under Kenny Pickett. He wasn't a fan of that. So it seemed like the correlation was being strung together that, well, if Deontay Johnson's going to have Kenny Pickett as the quarterback, Deontay Johnson doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh because he doesn't want to play with Kenny Pickett. Now an extra variable has been put into this equation with Russell Wilson being signed and expecting to be that number one starter, which apparently, too, there's reports out there saying that the Steelers still believe in quarterback competition, and that's I don't see how Russell Wilson's gonna compete for this job. I don't. You've got Russell Wilson, and you've got Kenny Pickett. I mean, Russell Wilson. Like, just by name and legacy sake, and the fact that Russell Wilson can still like play at a pretty high level, you're gonna take Russell Wilson if you're looking at it. You know, like what should they do in one season? It's got to be Russell Wilson. There's no wiggle room there. Like that's who you got to start. So I don't know why they think there's going to be legitimate quarterback competition, and I have no idea. I can't see the outcome being, okay, we signed Russell Wilson to be our backup. I mean, the Steelers had Michael Vick, which was an interesting signing, you know, about 10 years ago that was a pretty long time ago, where they had him as the backup. But you also had Ben Roethlisberger as your starter, an established veteran at that point, to lead the team. Like, this is different. Like, Kenny Pickett's not established. Like, he has not proven himself enough in the NFL to be able to start over a guy like Russell Wilson. Which is why, like, there are ways that I think that this deal makes sense. And Crowley and Doran, you know, talked a lot about it yesterday. It was a pretty resounding narrative. Or not even narrative. Resounding storyline, I guess, that how their thoughts, you know, progressed about this is that, you know, the deal financially makes sense. You'd have to be crazy not to sign a guy, you know, and only have to pay him the veteran minimum, the league minimum, $1.2 million. Like, all of that to me makes sense. Like, from a financial standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. Where I still have my hesitation is that it feels like it's one of those splash moves that the Steelers are making, and because I mean I said it before last year, it's like the Steelers, you know, I wanted them to break it down, kind of rebuild, gain some assets, gain some fresh faces, and they went out and they signed a bunch of veterans. They had a bunch of veteran help on the team, and they still didn't win that playoff game. And so I feel like with the signing of Russell Wilson and apparently rumors that they're going to make other splashes in free agency this offseason, my thought is just like, okay, like we're doing it again. We're not seriously addressing problems. And I mean, the Steelers are admitting too, pretty much. Like that's something that this deal really exposes as well, is that the Steelers may very well feel like they're a quarterback away. And if that's really the case, if they really feel like they're a quarterback away and there's no other holes, that'd be good for them. They did the right thing. But for me, I don't want to go through another season of, okay, we're patching things. Like, I want more development. Not necessarily even that Kenny Pickett was going to be the guy. And I have some respect for the Steelers kind of seeing now that, okay, maybe with the Russell Wilson signing, they're admitting that they made a mistake with Kenny Pickett. They're admitting, like, okay, Pickett isn't playing well enough. Maybe this wasn't the best choice. So let's bring in a guy that can win us games. Let's fire an offensive coordinator that wasn't getting it done. So there are strides that they're making. It's just for me, now that I'm looking at it, I just don't want the same result to happen again and again and again. Where, okay, we cry out for big change, and then, you know, from like, you know, get from a standpoint of like, okay, get younger, and then they do something where they splash, you know, a shiny new player in front of us to garner interest, and then still the result on the field is the same. 9-8, 10-7, first round exit if they make the playoffs at all. That's just what it feels like. That's what I am most worried about. Is that that's what's going to happen? Is that they're gonna keep doing the same thing over and over again, or they're gonna keep finishing the same way over and over again, and not seriously think about like reconstructing and like using the draft to build up assets. Now, to their credit, the Steelers haven't made any dumb moves that have handicapped them financially, which is, I guess, another positive, you know, from them. Like, they haven't made any dumb deals like other teams have that have put them in a super poor position. So that's one thing, but it feels like they're going to do the same thing over and over again. Like, I want to take a risk building up draft stock and taking a few years, not even a few, like maybe two, hopefully, and building up that draft stock to have a more younger foundation to the team. That may never happen. And I've had some of you call in as well. And you're welcome to call in this morning too, 412-928-9370. I've had you guys call in too and say that's not the Steeler way, and, you know, don't break it down. I've had other people, you know, Tim from the Tank Brigade used to call in all the time. I remember talking about, yeah, you know, Tank, send him down. No more pretending like everything's okay. So, I mean, there are mixed feelings among fans as well about this. I saw their offseason last year, and I said, ooh, cool, big names. Sam Alu, Patrick Peterson, Allen Robinson, ooh, you know, prominent names. And then you get to, you know, you saw the season unfold, and it didn't do enough. Like, they made the playoffs, which is cool, but, like, didn't do enough to get past that first round of the playoffs. And they didn't do well enough to be, like, a true threat in the AFC or in the entire league. But the AFC really is all that matters when you talk about going through the playoffs. So that's the reason why I look at it like that, because I was all for rebuilding. Ben Roethlisberger retired. They didn't do a super rebuild. They drafted Kenny Pickett. They threw Kenny Pickett in. He didn't do all that well, so in that offseason, I'm like, okay, rebuild. They don't have enough tools. And then they didn't rebuild. They just signed, you know, they made some splash signings and tried to make it work. Same way with the Penguins, too, which maybe I'm kind of frustrated in that regard as well, because the Penguins seem to be doing the same thing as well. They make some splash moves. They don't, you know, break it down. They pretend like they can contend. But they're at the point now where they're hitting rock bottom. They're not doing well at all. So, some of my frustration with the Penguins may be bleeding over as well, although it's less frustration and more, you know, it's more of a forfeit attitude now. Like, they're not. But, like, both of those teams, they do that. The Pirates have gone through some rebuilds, and they're, like, it's exciting now this season because a lot of their talent that they've accrued is making it to Major League Baseball and seems to be contributing to, you know, winning. But the Penguins and Steelers, they're doing the perpetual big name signing acquisition game that is just doesn't appear to be a consistent formula for success. Take a caller right now before I go to a break. 412-928-9370. You can get a phone line as well. But let's go with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, so I was thinking I still was going to consider a draft pick at maybe the quarterback position in a later round. Would you hear me out on Michael Pratt from Tulane?
Sure, I'll hear you out.
Have you seen his tape at all? I mean, he's 6'3". He's like 225. He's an athletic quarterback, faster than, you know, obviously, like, to build down the future. I thought it might be a flyer, but, I mean, if he's on the board in the fourth?
Maybe. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Personally, I might consider drafting a quarterback. I guess that maybe they need a third guy as well. My first reaction was, why do they need to draft a quarterback? They got Russell Wilson. You might need a third guy now, though, with Mason Rudolph likely not coming back to the Steelers. So, yeah, if they can get a good quarterback, or that guy in particular, I would entertain the idea. Of course, but they're going to need to find a quarterback somewhere, whether they sign another veteran to be that number three guy or whether they go to the draft for that. Now, I know that there have been a lot of stories about late-round quarterbacks making it. So, could a guy they draft be the next Steelers starting quarterback or the quarterback of the future? Maybe. You can't foresee that, though. So, just as I think about it, like, sure, go to the draft. I would support that. I don't know if they will. So, we'll just have to see. But, Kevin, I'll entertain that thought. That's not a bad thought to go to the draft and get a mid to late round guy, for sure. I'm with you on that. You can get a phone line as well, 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. You can also talk to me on X. Follow me as well, if you so please, at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. You can mention me in a post if you want to talk to me on there as well. Sometimes I read those on the air, but if I don't, usually I respond in written form or, you know, with a like. So you can talk to me on there as well, at Callis_33. That's CALLAS_33. And the phone number one more time to call and talk to me this morning, 412-928-9370. Focusing on the Steelers, focusing on what the team's going to look like with Russell Wilson, what other moves they need to make, what your opinion of the deal is. You're welcome to call and react and talk to me and have some conversations. 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Terry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show. I'll be right back right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Terry Callis on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet in McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or go online to sunchevy.com today. It's going to warm up a bit. High of 65, low of 38. Mostly clear skies throughout the day. And then tomorrow, overcast skies, but a high of 67 and a low of 43. Over the weekend, you can expect a 50% chance of rain, at least on Friday, with more overcast skies. That's Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So talking Russell Wilson, talking about his impact on the Steelers, whether you support the move or not, I guess I'm not going to outright say that I don't support the move. I just don't think that it makes sense from, like, a true development standpoint. Now, the Steelers may feel like they're a quarterback away from winning in the playoffs and, like, having meaningful seasons where they can contend legitimately. For me, I think that there is more of a foundation that they need to set, and so it didn't make much sense to me, not even from a financial standpoint, because I agree with all of those points. Like, to sign a guy for $1.2 million, like Russell Wilson signing him for $1.2 million, it is a steal. It is robbery, and the Broncos have to pick up about $37 million toward his contract that he had signed with them before. So it all makes sense from a financial standpoint. If we're just looking at it financially, sure, it's cool that Russell Wilson's a Pittsburgh Steeler and, you know, he's going to get to start games for the Steelers. But from a development standpoint, from, you know, shaping this team to, like, set it up for the future, like, Russell Wilson does not feel like the future of the Steelers. He's not the future quarterback of the Steelers. He's not a young guy. It doesn't feel fresh. It feels like they may be putting him in there to like try to win 1 year, and then you know Wilson could earn another contract with another team. They may be willing to pay him more once his contract expires. But the Steelers only have him for 1 year, too. It just doesn't feel like they're setting a foundation for like multiple years of success. It feels like Russell Wilson's going to be a patch, and you know they'll procrastinate on really, you know, getting younger talent in here to develop. I don't know if Pickett's going to be the guy, and I'm not even going to say that. They could go out and draft another quarterback at some point and make that next quarterback the foundation of the team moving forward. It's, you know, it is what it is from that standpoint. But again, like for Russell Wilson in particular, for me, from a developmental standpoint, that's where I hesitate. I want the Steelers to do more, you know, developing young talent and really feeling fresh than just like continuing to cycle through these veterans that aren't making enough of an impact. Now, again, if Wilson doesn't do well and you're 5-6 games into the season and he's putrid, I mean, Crowley brought this up and I never truly considered this, but you can cut him and you're not on the hook for that much money. So that's a fair point as well. But like, I don't want to grab a guy just because there's low risk financially. I want to grab a guy because he can be a piece, a cornerstone to a team, and make me hopeful that this team could like make meaningful runs year after year. Now, again, that's not a realistic expectation as well. The teams are going to have years where they struggle. That's just how sports are. But it just feels like the Steelers over the last, I won't even say 7 years, because they felt like they were going to do pretty well in 2017 going into 2018, and that just, you know, that was not a great year. But, like, you know, every year after that, like 2018 where Le'Veon Bell held out and Antonio Brown was starting to really go nuts, Like that year and beyond, it really has not felt like. I mean, it felt like they may be threatening, but like they were missing enough pieces where like you just felt like they were going to fall short. Even the pandemic season, where you know they started out real strong, but they lost, what, I think, 6 of their last 7 to end the year, and then you know the blowout against the Browns happened. I'm sure we all like to forget about. Like, just thinking about that, like, they haven't felt like they could truly do anything meaningful, like, year after year for the last, I'll say, 6 seasons. So, that's where I stand on it. I think that they need to develop more guys. And I guess the argument could be made there, too, and I'm kind of, like, going back and forth with this because it is very interesting, but you know, I've talked about this before, too. There is no guarantee with the draft. Sometimes you have to just, like, take a chance on a guy and hope he does well, but there's a lot of luck involved in getting your guy, which I get, which is why, okay, Russell Wilson, a guy who's established, could make some sense. But just, again, it doesn't feel fresh. That's it for me. I'll be excited about it. Week one, I'll still probably go in, and I'll be like, you know, here we go, Steelers, and I'll go all crazy and stuff because, you know, Wilson's the starter. And starting a quarterback, and that's cool. But, like, overall, just in my head, it's not a move that feels fresh. And I'm just kind of sitting there in the back of my mind thinking, like, okay, Wilson's, he's not going to be the guy, like, forever. He's got a one-year contract, and he's definitely not the future of the Steelers. He's the present fix to get them through this season and maybe make a strong impact, but he's not the future. And that's where my thoughts lie.